Yeah. What's going on, people? Welcome back to the M1 podcast. Today, we've got something serious.
Very serious.
Before we even get to that, I've actually got some news for you. Billy's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
He got kidnapped in Nigeria by And I might have to bleep that, actually, because I don't know if that's politically correct. Well, wait, what's funny, bro?
You can't do this.
I'm allowed to say that. I don't know, innit? Well, if you don't know who you are said, innit, he got kidnapped by someone in Nigeria.
Yeah, he got kidnapped.
About a week ago, innit? So that's why he's not here today.
Yeah. Pray for Billy.
Apparently, they've been tickling his toes.
Yeah.
They've been rubbing a gussie on his face.
Yep, I seen that. They sent a video of it to the chat as well.
They were pounding yam in his hands.
Yeah, that was the worst part. That was the worst one.
Yeah. So I see the videos are mad, innit? If you want to see the videos, DM the podcast account.
Yeah.
And
we'll
send it to you. But it's not funny.
It's not. It's very serious.
At the end of the day, it's not funny, innit? And hopefully they'll find him.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
And bring it back next week.
Yeah.
But for now, it's just us two. And because of that, we decided that, you know what, we should channel this energy and try and help other people.
Exactly. Like, we are just helpers. We try to do our best for the community.
Yeah.
So today, we have some people coming through that need our help, man.
A lot of our help, man. Yeah. So, serious. Guys, welcome to M1 Therapy.
I hope Billy makes it home safely.
Hopefully.
It's not looking good right now.
Mm-mm.
But I'm good. I'm ready to help some people, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I saw videos of him walking around barefoot.
Yeah, I've seen those as well.
On the motorway.
There's some of them, his trousers, it's like one leg is trouser, one leg is shorts.
Yeah.
It looks really bad.
Oh. No, it's fine.
It's hard, but listen. Pray for Billy, man. We'll see you soon, bro. We'll see you soon, man.
It's going to be good, man. It's going to be all right. If you're watching this, it's going to be
all right, man. He's not watching this. They've cut off all the electric where he is. Yeah, he's not going to see this. So when he
comes back. And
yeah.
Are you going to let him stay in your yard? Because he's not staying in my yard.
I still don't have electric in my house either.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's not staying in my
yard. My fridge is still empty.
You still got bin bags for windows?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
You got a hole in your fridge?
Oh, yeah, bro. That's been there for a long time, man.
Okay, first.
Yeah, it's part of the place, man.
But yeah, anyway, so. Let's get the first patient.
Yeah, I think the first person's outside already.
The patient. Hello? Are you there?
Come in.
Are you?
These guys, man. Always.
Bear in mind, you're getting paid by the hour, you know. So.
Fun. So. If a man's gonna be paying for a therapy session, yeah. Then I would appreciate if you lot don't do all those long introductions.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Man, no worries. Nice.
Man's all here. Got me waiting over there talking about Billy, bro.
Okay. My bad. Sorry.
Sorry,
Where
sir.
Can I put my?
You may put your feet on the table.
There you want.
You not want some?
Nah.
What the hell is that?
Well, this is porridge, bro.
When did you bring... You came here empty-handed.
Oh, I saw the stuff in the cupboard. I just thought I should...
Do you know how long that's been in the cupboard?
No. How long has it been here?
We've been here for 5 years. This was here before we came here.
And by the way, you're paying for that. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's coming out of your bill. We're going to bill you for that.
Cool. So, take the bike. Go on. Take. There you go.
You're paying for it. You're paying for that.
Anyway, how can we help you today, man?
Yeah.
Why am I here today?
Yeah, like, how can we help you?
Yeah.
Let me take this out. Let me give you like my full undivided. Seeing as you're giving me your full undivided. Did you get it?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Clock's ticking, by the way.
Take your time. It's okay. Listen, we get paid regardless.
Still getting paid regardless.
So I keep getting this Burner boy is your boyfriend. Burner boy is your wife. Burner boy is your...
Sorry, what dad. Is a burner boy?
Who is that?
What's
don't
a burner
know who burner boy is. I will break this on you lot's head. Sorry, are you alright?
Can you just explain to us? Because we're trying to listen to you. Just
calm down, Jamal.
Help us help you.
What's a burner boy?
What is a burner boy?
Yes, sir.
What is it? Is it a dance? Is it a TV show?
It must be one of those TikTok dance crazes.
Oh.
Is it one of those... Burner boy, no?
Bro.
Burner boy, no?
Bro, you don't know who Burner boy is. Burner boy he's only the greatest artist in the whole entire world. He's Michael Jackson, he's Drake, he's Adele, he's Jay-Z, he's Prince, he's Tupac and Biggie.
Is he an impressionist? How is he all these people at the same time?
I'm confused. Bro, he's just them. He's the legend, innit? It's him.
So what's the problem? I'm trying to figure out what the problem is.
I'm there, yeah. If someone is great, I'm gonna shout that they're great, innit? Do you understand? I'm gonna be like raw, like they're cold.
Okay.
People, my friends and family all coming up to me calling. One girl was saying Burna Boy is I'm Burna Boy's wife, you know. Not Steph, me.
So you're the receiver.
So you're burning a girl? Is that right?
You lot taking a mick out.
I'm genuinely trying to help. I'm trying to understand your psyche.
I'm the receiver of what?
Because naturally in relationships,
yeah,
you have a receiver, you have a giver.
And a giver, yeah.
And it seems like he's giving and you're receiving. That's just...
But no, you correct us. Maybe we're wrong.
But I'm asking.
Explain to us, burner girl. Sorry.
What's the situation?
Sorry, what's your name, sir? I didn't even get your name.
I don't even know who to check out of you. Receiving what, bad boy?
That's the question.
Burn a girl, where'd you get that name from?
I assume because you said you're his wife. So burn a boy, he isn't. I don't know how this works, sir. Sorry, I don't know who this man is.
I just want to know because I can't help you if I don't know.
So let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of, Last?
Why are you saying it twice? Do you have a stutter?
Is it like Perry Perry?
I can't lie, yeah. The more I'm talking with you, like, the more I'm getting more infuriated. You lot are here to help me.
I'm sorry, sir. We'll try. We just don't understand you, so we're trying to understand you. So you help us explain.
So what is a last?
Yes.
I don't know which is the upside of the spoon and which is the downside of the spoon, which is stressing me, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
kind of... Just take your time. Sorry. At the end of the day...
Put it in your mouth and figure out. You put it in your mouth.
I'm allergic to porridge.
I'm allergic to wood. So I can't do that, unfortunately.
I do hear it.
So what is a last? And take your time, because we're not in a rush here. Take your time.
Is this some kind of chant?
Breakfast. Breakfast. Oh, so it's a food.
Oh.
Last is the meal.
I think that's what he's eating. Oh, is that a bowl of last?
Is that the last? Is that what it is?
Clearly you don't know the tune.
Okay. Sorry, sir.
How about yeah. Bro, these are monumental songs, bro. These are life-changing songs, bro. You listen to?
Sorry, I don't listen. That's fine. Sorry, I don't listen to black people music.
I prefer Mumford & Sons.
Who?
Mumford & Sons.
Is that like Ray & Nephew or something?
It's like the 1975.
Yeah.
Is that what?
Those guys are wonderful. They're very nice.
It's like what?
The 1975. You know?
The year you're born.
Yeah, they're very good. But yes, please tell us more. So this yo. How does it affect you when people call you his wife?
Why have you got a fork and a spoon?
Well, I got a spoon and a spoon.
Yes. Okay, cool.
One smaller than the other.
And see, that's a problem.
What's the problem?
You're living life too recklessly.
Yeah.
How you mean?
Because you should never have two spoons. What's the value of having two spoons?
Bro, this one clearly is backwards because I don't know if it's going or coming, do you understand? So I figured this one made more sense, but this one is flimsy and small.
Okay. So when you and Burna Boy link up, which one of you is going and which one of you is coming?
Huh? What?
Should I rephrase?
I'm trying to read between the lines and trying to understand where you're coming from. You're seeing a lot of going and coming and straight and not straight. I want to understand what's going on, like. You know what I mean?
Don't be infuriated, we're here to help you. You know what I'm saying? And if you do smash anything, you will have to pay a bit extra as well. Just wait a minute, because that's our bow. I see underneath it says property of M1.
Bro, all I'm saying to you is this, yeah? It's either people got to stop calling me names or I start crashing out. It's as simple as that.
Okay, so who's calling you these names?
Now, you two.
Sorry.
You get it? Man, I'll start with you two. Especially you.
I don't understand. I'm trying to understand. Okay.
Man, watch you lot's podcast all the time, bro. Where's Billy, bro? That's who I came here for. Man.
Oh, he's in a bit of a difficult situation right now. We send our prayers.
Let's just gotta pray for him, man.
Just send your prayers.
Is he all right?
He's trying.
We'll find out soon enough, you know.
I just want to get down to the problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
So what it seems like to me is you've got some kind of fantasy when it comes to Burna Boy, and people are really reading through the lines, and they're trying to explain to you.
Yeah.
How you feel, and you don't like it when people tell you how you really feel about your relationship with said Burna Boy.
I won't lie to you, when I saw he was in a relationship with Steph, I did feel some type of way. But not in some like, lips me instead type of way.
Okay.
Just in some, she don't love you, bro.
So let me ask you a question. Okay. If Burna Boy was to try and lips you,
Burna Boy was trying to try and lips me.
I just want to understand.
Burna Boy was to try and
was lips to try.
Are you all right, bro?
I didn't finish the question.
I'm sorry. He's looking at me like.
One thing that's not about to happen is we're gonna do is you lot disrespecting Burna Boy on this platform.
I'm a big fan of Mr. Burna Boy since you mentioned him.
You're a big fan of who?
Mr. Burna Boy. No?
I thought you didn't know, man.
Yeah, no, but from hearing about him from you, he sounds great, like a great chap.
What did you hear?
He's Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson.
Don't you?
Great artist.
What do you love about Michael Jackson, bro?
Well, I loved him when I was a kid. I'm sure a lot of kids love him.
Yeah. That's what to me when I was young.
He got into into a lot of trouble because of stuff like that.
Oh.
Is that why him and...
So does Burna Boy also engage?
Bro, and he also like boys? Do not take Burna Boy's name in vain, bro. Okay. I'll get mad, bro. I'll start smashing stuff, bro.
What does Burna mean?
Yeah, what is a Burna?
What's he doing to these boys?
Bro, he's just banning boys, bro.
Whoa. He's doing what to boys?
So that's why I need to know, what is the Burna in this situation? What does that entail?
If you upset him, he burns a boy, bro.
Oh, he's an arsonist.
Oh, so how old are these boys?
He's an arson what?
Arsonist. He burns. He causes fires.
He's not an arsonist, though. That's defamation of character. He's an artist.
Oh. Arsonist, artist.
No. Almost the same thing, so.
Okay. Sorry, sir.
Pattern up. No, especially problem. You, bro. I hate that beard, bro.
Okay.
Don't let him talk to you like that, bro.
I think it's just envy.
Don't let him talk to you like that, bro.
But it's fine.
I like the way you're talking to me.
Yeah. We're here to help you, sir.
Bro, you lot aren't helping me, bro. I'm about to walk out if you lot don't start patterning up, bro.
Okay, now listen. Let's try and solve something here. Right?
Yes.
We've got a few minutes left of your session. You wasted a lot of time chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen.
Well, how can you waste time chatting at a therapy session? Are you not taking a mic?
I'm trying to help you. Please listen. Please, you've done a lot of talking. Maybe
cooperate.
It's time
for, you know, cooperate.
You've given a lot of words. Now receive. Like how you.
Who's receiving out of you two?
We don't.
No. Who's the husband and who's the wife out of you two?
We're both in very different situations. Thank you.
Long hair, small little ligaments. You look like the receiver, bro.
The way you describe me makes me feel like maybe you might be in love with this Burna Boy character.
Have you heard of a Wizkid?
Yes, I've heard of him. I heard he's the goat of Afrobeats or something like that.
Bro, man didn't come for Wizkid, bro. You might have tried to infuriate, man. Bro.
Oh, so you didn't come for Wizkid. Who did you come for?
Hold on. What? Hold on.
That's the question. We're getting somewhere.
Hold on. I'll smash stuff.
Sir, aggression is not the way to handle your feelings.
Things will get smashed.
Listen,
you know?
It's okay to be confused about your feelings.
These are tapped.
Sir, it's okay to be confused by your feelings. Okay?
Confused by my feelings?
Okay, yes.
Did I tell you I was confused by my feelings?
Sir, we don't do aggression here. Sir, we're here to use our words.
I don't invite black people to these things. I told you last time. I invite these niggas.
Listen, it's about black history, man. We had to do something like this, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir, please.
Huh?
Take it easy. Let's talk about this.
Say sorry to Burna Boy.
Sorry, Mr. Burna Boy.
No. Where is he? Don't call him Mr., bro. Say sorry, Burna Boy. Say sorry, Burna Boy.
We don't appreciate.
Say sorry, Burna Boy.
It's okay.
Sir?
It's okay. We can talk about it.
Say sorry to Burna Boy.
We can talk about
it. Both of you say sorry to Burna Boy.
Okay.
I'll start smashing stuff.
We will, but let's have a conversation. It's a conversation, sir.
We can talk about this.
Okay? We're trained to help handle this.
Take a seat.
Take it easy, sir.
You've got 35 seconds left on your clock.
It's all right.
Keeping track. You can resolve.
Thank you.
Look, this is what I think the solution should be. Maybe try and channel your energy into different things.
Like what?
Maybe try burning a girl.
What?
Yes.
Try to what?
Instead of burning boys, burn a girl.
I should burn a girl.
Yes.
Instead of being so into burning boys,
you can be into burning
a girl. And if you burn a girl, your energy's going to something different. And people will start calling you this burner boy stan.
You know?
So when you say burn a girl, what do you mean?
You tell me.
Well, whatever you're burning with this boy,
do it with a girl.
Scared.
You're welcome.
Scared.
It's me. See, he's getting it. Yeah.
We help. That's what we do. We help people. I think it's time to run out. Thank you very much for coming. And we probably won't see you again. Oh,
you lot are the deadest therapists, you know.
Security.
You're welcome. Security, please.
We're trying to secure
this thug. Please keep him out of this thug.
Apologize to Burna Boy.
Security, please. This thug.
Apologize to Burna Boy.
He's AA.
Apologize to Burna Boy.
Security. Thank you.
Bloody hell.
I know. That was stressful, man.
I told you.
And to make it worse, we got more of these people.
The last time.
We never
get paid enough for this.
We really don't.
Don't get paid enough.
I should get an extra bonus.
Anyway.
I think someone's coming through again. Come in. Come in.
See,
why do these guys walk like they've got all the time in the world?
By these people, they feel like they're just free. So I told you.
We should have never allowed them to be.
Hi, before them.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Prince, aka Mato Police. If you want to know about the Mato Police, come to my yard. I'm going to show you.
So you're a gang member?
I'm not a gang member.
Okay. Whatever you say. What is your issue, sir?
Bro, you know what? I struggle to get girls and that. You get what I mean?
I don't get what you mean. Can you speak a bit slower, sir?
Yeah, I struggle.
Oh, this new age slang. I don't understand.
Yeah, let me try to see what I'm going to tell you because I'm in pains, bro. Like, I'm 35 years old, bro.
Swear.
I haven't got no thing, bro.
You look a bit older than that, but go on.
Yeah, I'm 35 years old, bro. I haven't got no thing.
What's a thing? Is that?
I haven't got a girl, bro.
Okay. Oh, so you haven't a struggle with the women?
Yeah.
Okay, with the ladies, you're not.
Has this been like a lifelong problem?
Yeah, trust me, bro.
When did you realize that you had this problem? Is it like a disease, a virus?
Yeah.
Bro, it's not like a disease, but I don't know how to chat to girls, you get what I mean?
So you can only chat to boys?
For the last time I told some girl I'm going to take her to all over the world. Uh-huh. And she was like, so where are you going to take me? And I told her I'm going to buy the global desktop thing, innit?
Oh.
And it costs like £4 and I'll take her around it.
What did she say?
Fair enough.
That was when she left.
So, see, the problem is, it seems like you need coaching.
Yeah, he needs serious coaching.
To speak to girls. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. I just want you to give your instant reaction. Just assume that I'm a girl and I'm going to, a bit of a conversation, you know? Yeah. So let's say you meet a girl and she says to you, what do you do for a living?
Oh, me? I mean, for now, me, I'm just hanging around.
So repeat yourself again. So what do you do for work?
For now, I'm just chilling with my boys.
So how do
you get money?
I've got a P though. I've got some little P on me.
From?
But for that one, I don't want to tell that. I don't want to tell everyone it's my own thing. You get what I mean?
Okay.
So look, pause. So do you see why that could be a problem to a girl?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women like men who are financially stable. They like to know where their man's money's coming from.
If she want
to
know it, she can come to me and I'm going to tell her about it, but not like telling you outside. Come to my room. I will show you everything, bro.
Whoa. But see, there's a lot you have to do before you get to that point. You know what? I just think you have a problem with your approach. Because clearly you spend a lot of time with men. Because you say you hang out with your boys, is it?
Yeah.
So that's the issue. You're not spending time with women. You're not spending enough time around feminine energy. So you're struggling to speak to...
When I get to a girl, they used to be like, he's meaty, bro. Bro, am I meaty, bro?
That's not for us to say,
that's
sir.
I'm
here for you lot to help me. You can tell me everything.
No, listen. Beauty is within the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? So somebody's beholding your beauty.
So what
is that?
So what? This is not something personal. What would you rate yourself? 1 to 10. What would you rate yourself?
Oh, 10 out of 10.
Okay, well let's define it a little bit more. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's say looks wise, mm-hmm. And look, you can be honest. There's no one here.
It's okay. It's
just us. No one's here.
Trust us.
Just be real.
Yeah. What do you think?
What would you rate yourself 1 out of 10?
10 out of 10, bro.
So you don't think there's no improvement?
Nah.
You think you're perfect as you are?
Yeah, of course. I am 10, and I don't know why the girls keep saying.
When was the last time you washed your hair?
I think 7 days ago.
Okay.
Okay, that's cool. What was the last time you bought like new clothes?
New clothes? I buy new clothes every day.
Oh yeah, because he has the money. It's the peas, is it?
Yeah.
I'm in the slang. Peas,
okay.
Right? Yeah, it's peas.
Okay. So looks, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. What about personality?
Poma, I've got a good personality, me.
Who's told you this?
Why do you want to know?
Sir, just no questions. Need to be so confrontational. That's very aggressive, sir.
Just questions.
Please, okay?
Just questions.
Another outburst like that will send you out. Security will come for you, okay? We're here to help you.
Have you got beef with me?
Sir?
No, he doesn't. Listen, he doesn't. It's cool. Oh,
he's chatting to me like, I've got beef with me.
Let's just, everyone calm down.
Let's calm down, sir.
Let's go back to the conversation now. So I really want to understand your opinion about yourself. And once you truly understand yourself, then you'll be able to communicate that to girls. You know what I mean? You want to be able to give the right answers. So let's go back to the questions. So let's say a girl, you were speaking to a girl, whatnot, and she says to you, oh, where do you want to take me on a first date?
First date? They've got a bear on a shop right there. We're going to go there. Hey. Or do you want, where do you want to go?
Okay, say if she wants to go somewhere to eat. Oh, where's a nice place to eat?
Tell me where is the nicest place to eat.
This place, Gaucho's. It's a nice place. Where would you take them?
I mean, I'm going to cook. I can cook.
What can you cook?
I can cook jollof rice. I can cook wache. I can do everything, bro. I'm Ghanaian, bro. I know how to cook the Ghanaian dishes and everything.
You said a lot of spells. You can make what? A banku.
It's called banku, not banku, bro. What are you talking
about? Sorry, sir. I'm just not familiar with it.
So you're saying that for a first date, you want to cook banku and...
Bro, I can. Yeah, I'm going to cook jollof rice, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make some delicious jollof rice with some baked chicken on it.
Okay. Yeah. But what is your pickup line, or what's your first line when you meet women? When you see a woman that looks beautiful in the distance, you approach her, what do you say?
Hey, beautiful, what you said? Can I talk to you for a few minutes? Or what you said? Or you've got, can I use a few minutes of your time? I want to tell you something that no one has told you before.
Oh. And it doesn't work for you?
Well, sometimes it works. And later on, they'll tell me, oh, you are meaty and whoa, so they don't like you.
You know what?
Can you imagine I'm still a virgin at the age of 35?
I'm not surprised, but yes. You know what? I think we can help you. I say my assistant here, my colleague here, used to be very rampant back in his days before he settled down with his wife. Well, he's three wives, you know.
Yeah, still, three wives, bro.
Yes, hey. Come on. One can't contain him, but he was quite a legend back in the day, so he can help you with some tips.
What about you, though? What are you talking about him?
Don't worry about me. I have a different situation. I am single by choice. Yeah.
Single by chance?
Yeah, by choice. No, the choice. Oh, because choice. I want to be, because I have, you know, I'm a career person.
You just forgot about this. Show me how to get some.
Okay, listen, this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
So you're going to put on your best outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're gonna freshen up. You're gonna brush your teeth this time. Yes. Wash your face. Make sure your beard is clean, presentable.
Yeah.
Your hair is brushed, combed. Do whatever something you wanna with do with it. Trim. You know, you're smelling nice.
And when you shower, when you shower, don't use your hands, please. Use actual like a sponge or something.
I use Sapore. Do you know Sapore?
No, sir. You know, I don't know any of these things you're mentioning.
Oh, you don't know Sapore. I use Sapore.
Are you swearing at me? I'm confused.
What, sir? Are you swearing at me?
What is this? Okay, that's fine.
So this is what we're going to do. You're going to dress up nice.
Yeah.
You're going to go out to town in Manchester. You're going to go to Liv. It's a club in Manchester. Yes. A lot of girls there.
Well, me, I don't like going to club, me.
Okay, so a bar. You like bars?
I don't drink.
So where do you want to go to meet the girls then? Where do you go?
Well, I just hung out in town and...
Just Piccadilly Gardens?
Not Piccadilly Gardens, but the whole Manchester, innit?
I think that's part of your issue. Narrow yourself down. Don't be going into the, you're not an area boy, as they call it.
You know, sometimes the club girls too don't speak the truth and that.
Yeah.
So it's part of it. That's why I don't go club. I don't go nowhere, bro. I do not go nowhere, because they keep saying I'm meaty, bro. I used to go with my boys, play football and that. Because I see.
Okay, well, listen. Time's running out. Yeah. So I'm going to give you some quick tips. Yeah? You're going to go to a girl. You're going to say, excuse me, what's your name?
Yes.
That's the first thing you're going to say. What is your name? Once you find out the name, now you want to get to know them. Yes. So you're going to say, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm in uni, I'm da-da-da-da. Okay, it doesn't matter what they do. No one cares.
Yes, but take an interest. Pretend.
Pretend you're taking, even if you don't care, pretend you're taking interest. And you say to them, look, you want to be polite. You want to make them feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it to feel like you're forcing anything on,
exactly.
There's a bit of energy I can see with you. You don't want to seem like you're pushing anything on.
No aggression.
Be comfortable. Say, okay, well, you know what, I saw you and I thought, you know what, I have to approach you because I like the way you look. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we could really get along if you give me the time. So may I have your number or your socials? And we can, you know, pick this up later.
Fun fact, that's how he met his second wife. See, it works. So tested and approved.
Just try that.
Bro, I think he's making sense, but you are just chatting shit. Let me listen to him.
Well, listen, sometimes we have different qualities, so
yes,
that's why.
This is his expertise, that's why.
You know, so listen, all you want to do is make them feel comfortable. And once you get the socials, Listen, forget about the virginity side, yeah. That's going to come later on. Trust me, all in due time, you'll be smacking out loads of things weekly, daily. Trust me, it'll come. Oh, it'll come. But as for right now, you just want to have a couple, you know, just to practice with.
Yeah.
You know? So you want to speak to them, look, I like the way you look. You like the way I look. Could you give me your number?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you look your best. Remember, I said, make sure you clean your, wash your face brush two, your teeth, three times. Brush
with
your
toothpaste. You know,
everything.
Thing,
everything. Just make sure you're brushing your teeth multiple times and, again, washing your face.
Another big tip, yeah, because you're starting new, you can't start, it's like playing football. You can't start in the Premier League. You must start with non-league, you know. You play with your hashtag Uniteds, you know. And then eventually you get to League 2, you know, your Accrington Stanley, Crawley Town, League 1, Ipswich, you know. Then you championship, you've got to make your way up. You can't just start playing Premier League football. Do you know what I'm saying? You got to make your way up like Jamie Vardy did. Do you understand? Yeah. So that's it.
And let's do that and promise you.
Your fortunes will change. You will have 3 abs within no time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
If this doesn't work here, I'm going to come to you lot. Your house.
That's fine.
Just book another appointment.
Yeah.
Reception over
just
there.
Book another. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Time's up. Can you please? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just going to let you lot know when it did not work here, I'm still pulling up your house with my gang, you know.
That's fine. You.
Nah, it's cool.
You could do that. Just speak to Karen in reception. She'll sort you out.
Appointment. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I mean,
okay.
Coronavirus is right there, so wash your hand.
All right, so that was an interesting session, to be fair. But obviously, SK, as you can see, he had to take a break. I think the last session kind of got to him a little bit. So, you know, talking about girls, and you know, girls are a touchy subject for SK. So he's kind of left the room right now. Hopefully, he'll be back next time. But you know, I've always got a backup. You know what I'm saying? So, do you mind just jumping in quickly, just while SK is, just for a sec. Just for a second. It's not gonna be long. Just for a couple of sessions. Just, you know, SK. You know what he's like. So, just here. Yeah. Yeah. Just here, please. And then yeah. So, if you don't mind, just. Microphone nerve, you know how it works, you know what that is, right?
Let me ask you a question before we start this thing. Do you have like a cup of tea for me?
Tea?
I just took Uber, you didn't pay for the Uber. I'm hungry, you didn't give me lunch. I'm cold, you haven't given me jacket. I need tea, you're not giving me tea.
Unfortunately, it's not in the budget, you know. We're in an economic crisis, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't all have it like that. So next time, though, I'll put you on.
It's okay.
I'll put you on.
It's okay.
But I'm actually grateful you're here. I know you're a very wise man. You've been through a lot, you're experienced.
Listen to me. When it comes to wisdom, nobody is doing it more than I'm doing it. Do you understand?
That's why you're the man.
Nobody is doing it like me.
That's why you're the man.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to bring in the next patient. He's apparently a rapper or something like that, you know, aspiring, fail, I don't know what to call it. But
I say he wants to do music.
Yeah.
And it's not happening for him.
It's been a long time.
That's just like T-Boy. Yeah. It must be T-Boy that's working it because T-Boy is very useless. I try to tell him all the time.
Oh, you see T-Boy?
T-Boy is my nephew. One stupid idiot that's related to me like that. Oh. Yeah, my brother give birth to him. He have sex with that, you know, his wife. I wanted that girl. She said that I need to get my money up.
Oh, so you wanted T-Boy's wife?
I wanted my brother's wife. My brother and the wife have T-Boy. They do themselves like that. And then T-Boy came out. T-Boy has been senseless since he has been born. And he hasn't stopped.
Okay.
And he wants to do music, but he's struggling.
How long has he been doing it?
I don't know, but the struggle, the way he's struggling, I love it. So if there's somebody that is just like T-Boy, I'm going to love this thing.
Okay. Well, anyway, come in.
Jesus. I don't want to tell you, but just... What are you saying? My guy, Kenny.
You better just prostrate. If you don't prostrate, I'll slap your face.
Relax, big man. Like, what are you not saying, though? What are you saying, man?
Well, obviously, we're here for you. End of the day, so... You obviously come here for a reason, come to M1 Therapy. You know, we're the best therapist in town, best therapist in the whole
city.
Like,
I didn't even book this. I can't lie. My manager did still. I don't even know what this is. I thought there was a meeting to get me a deal or something. Because things have been tried.
See, the thing is, in music, therapy is important.
Sure.
Especially for, what you know, once you haven't made it. it's important, you know, just to keep your confidence up and keep going. Yeah, so, well, you know, we're just here to kind of help you, make sure your mental is right. Yeah.
Man's mental is calm, bro.
Why is it calm?
Brother.
Why?
Bro, I'm a rapper, bro. I'm calm, bro.
Yeah, you're
right. Anything that's in my head, yeah, just put it onto the paper, flows out, you know what I'm saying?
So, what's your best song?
Oh, yeah, my best song. You know my best? Bad Bitches Love Smokers.
That's the name of the song, or you're shouting at me?
No, that's the song. I can play a bit for you if you want.
What's the name of the song? Say it again.
Bad Bitches Love Smokers.
Bad Bitches Love Smokers. Yeah. What do they love about smokers?
Because, bro, it's lit, bro. I'm always high. I'm always, I'm saying, vibes.
I should slap your face. I should slap it.
We gotta chill out. I got a Z. You wanna burn later, bro?
Can I hear it?
Yeah, bro, I'll do it for you live-o. Yeah, live-o. Can I, your little freestyle, yeah?
Should I make a beat?
Or? Yeah, I got it, bro. Yo, listen, I got this one. Yo, bad bitches love smokers. Ganja weed and I'm open. Got her back and she's broken. Yeah, got her back and she. Yo, girls like smokers, yeah. Girls like smokers, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Listen, she likes my indica sativa. Yeah, kush, give her fever, yeah. Brother, you know what I'm saying?
Hey! You are stupid. You are more stupid than everybody.
Okay, so let's
you are so stupid.
Let's calm.
Hey, shake my hand. You are doing good.
Now you're violating.
Shake it. You are doing good.
Let's calm.
I love it. Hey!
Calm.
Hey, what do they call you? What's your name?
I played in the studio. The man, they were loving off that. So I don't know.
The man, them. How old are they?
Listen, they're my little brother's age, yeah, but it's...
How old is your little brother? How old is he?
It doesn't matter, though.
Okay. How old Mine, is he?
People know music, man. The youngest know music. Do you know what I'm saying? They know music, man. Come on, whatever.
What's your name?
My
name.
What's your name?
SKZ2 Trappy.
What did you just say now? What did you just
say? My real name. Oh, like what?
What do you want us to call you?
SKZ2 Trappy.
What is he saying?
SKZ2 Trappy, bro.
Spell it.
What did you...
S... Brother, it's bro. SKZ, just say it, bro. SKZT Trappy, man.
If you say that thing again, and somebody here turn into yam, I will slap your face.
Brother,
if you rap that song, listen to me first. If you rap that song again, and it sounds like the same thing,
brother, I got bare chins, you know.
Listen to me. If you say that thing again, and somebody here turn into yam, I slap your face. If you sing that stupid song again,
bro,
I slap your face.
He's my man. See, my manager, I'll bet my manager
okay,
right
no,
now.
It's okay. This man is an idiot.
He's crazy.
He's just like T-Boy. You're just an idiot.
Brother.
SK2.
You don't even know me, bro. What do you say his name? You don't know who I know, bro. You don't know.
Let me ask you a question. How long have you been doing music for?
Long time, bro. I've been doing music for like 25 years.
How old are you?
23.
Okay. So you've been doing it. Wait.
What?
Did you hear that?
I wasn't paying attention.
Just now, Nana, did you hear that?
What?
It's either he's trying to confuse me or he's trying to confuse himself.
Brother, I've been doing this for a long time.
He's a wise man, you know. He's been university 17 times.
Listen to me.
Calm.
Listen to me.
I've been twice. Just got kicked out both times. What? And what?
You went twice and you got kicked out twice.
Yes.
Why?
Didn't want to be there, innit?
Where did you want to be? In the studio.
Grammys, bro. Brother, you don't understand the vision. I'm saying, you lot, yeah, your generation is cooked. You don't understand what we're trying to do, bro. All I'm saying, I don't even know why I'm here, yeah? My manager's told me to come and do this thing, yeah? I think it's something to do with the fact that the streams ain't banging right now. But listen, things will come good.
What's your highest stream on your podcast? On your... what are
my big song, Girls Love Smokers.
How many streams?
Oh, it's all right still.
How many streams? You can tell
me. It's all right. It's
I want
like,
you to open up to me.
35?
35,000?
No, 35.
100?
No, 35, like 35.
Oh, a million?
No, 35, just 35.
Oh, 35.0?
Yeah, that thing. Bro, don't sound like a lot, but put 35 people in this room, that's a bad, bare people listen to my tunes, you know?
As in, wait.
That's
wait.
A man them plus their girl as well.
Wait, SKC2 Trappy. That's your name, right?
Yeah, bro.
SKC2 Trappy. I'm here to let you know that this music thing, you need to give it up.
Nah, bro, what
Smokers love big girls. What was the name of the song? Big girls love smokers. What's the name? Say the name.
Brother, you ruined my song, you know.
No, I cannot ruin it. It's already.
Never thought about
that's how it came out of the studio. What? You ruin it when you make it. It's you that ruin it. You're nonsense.
Have you ever thought about?
You're nonsense.
Have you ever thought about getting into Accounting.
Brother, you don't like counting, bro. What kind of job is counting, bro? This guy is not being serious.
No, I'm just thinking over options. Because I swear, like, listen,
as you are now, bro, you're supposed to be outside picking rubbish from the street. You're supposed to be licking ice cream.
Call Emma right now and ask her why she's got me in this dumb thing, what the hell is this?
Who is Emma?
My manager, bro. She's the one that booked this thing, bro.
Put her on the phone. Me, I want to speak to her. Because there's no reason why this idiot should be here.
Let me give him the solution.
You're going to go to your studio. You're going to speak to your producer. Yeah. You're going to say to him, your producer, please, allow me to make a bang. What's the name of your producer? Huh? What's the name of him? Does he have a name?
Yeah, man.
What's
the name? Why you don't know?
Okay, you're right.
It's Escobar, the ting ting.
You say, wait, stop speaking Lingala. What are you saying?
Producer name, bro. Escobar, the ting ting.
What is he
saying? Escobar, the ting ting.
You are stupid.
Brother.
Again.
Brother, you don't understand. Just say you don't understand, bro. You're not about it, bro.
Okay,
relax,
this is your
man.
Solution. Let
don't
me
chat
go.
To me like that. I'm not a dickhead. You understand?
I'm not a dickhead. It's okay.
Brother.
Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Listen, we just want the best for
back
you.
In my day,
we're gonna speak to Emma.
I would have flogged you.
Listen, we're gonna speak to Emma. We're gonna set up another session. We're gonna try and resolve.
Bro, I'm not doing this again. Fuck out here. Oi, Emma, what the hell is this, man? Uncle, tell the people them.
You gotta
give them advice.
You gotta be hardworking if you wanna succeed in life.
I agree, man.
Any type of anything, doesn't matter. Even if you're cutting grass, if you're a dancer, if you are painting, if you are shagging, I know. Yeah, you don't know people are shagging for money.
You get that, uncle? You get that? I swear.
I was a stud. Yeah. I used to do many things when I was young.
Because auntie said you were in the corner of the class, like you barely spoke and that.
God will punish you for saying that.
I'm just saying. That's what she said.
You don't have respect again.
No, sorry.
Eh?
Sorry, uncle. Sorry.
Okay.
Just give advice, though.
Back to my advice. Uh-huh. You got to keep working at it. Mm-hmm. Consistency is the best persistency.
Ah.
Yeah. First. You got to strive to be alive. You got to keep going if you got to keep slowing.
Uncle, you're spitting today.
Yeah. You gotta make sure that nobody can disturb you when you're on your grind. You have to have a focus. Me, when I was younger, I used to dance for Don Jazzy.
Swear.
Oh, that's this boy, no. I used to dance for Don Jazzy. The first time that even P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. You know Puff Daddy, right?
I don't believe
it. Let me even call Puff Daddy for you. I have Puff Daddy on my phone. Let me call Puff Daddy.
Call him.
It's ringing.
Yeah. Go on, man. I don't believe you know P. Diddy.
Hey, let me speak to Puff Daddy for you.
Is it still ringing?
Oh. Hey.
It's still ringing.
Wait.
Hey, what's his number?
Hello? Hello? Puff Daddy. It's Uncle T. How are you? How is everything going?
I don't think
that. You say what?
There's nobody in there.
You say what?
I think it ended.
You this idiot.
Baby, just leave me alone. Cause I'm way too grown. Don't go on my phone. Get up off work, get a hit them rolls. I'll leave for her. I don't think she knows. On the run, life gets crazy. And right now, the let not phase me. 1K like Pages. Got demons, anyone take me? Cause I'm way too.